Speaker 3.
Now, you're not to get all uptight and on edge like you normally do, was what my mum said. And that's more or less what the careers teacher told us at school. Projecting self-confidence at an interview is vital for success. Those were his exact words. So I put on my best suit to give me that confidence, cleaned my shoes, and off I went. Well, my hands were shaking so much you wouldn't believe it. I nearly spilt my coffee down my trousers. I think I managed to hide it, though. Of course, what I couldn't hide was the fact that I'd failed my maths GCSE. They wouldn't take me on without it. Shame, really. The money wasn't too bad.